Welcome to the Triple MCG.
Welcome.
Tony Squires, Mark Bosnich and Matthew Hayden. This is the KFC Summer Session on Triple M.
Yes, welcome to the second hour of the show on a very hot day around many parts of Australia, particularly in Melbourne, where the Australian Open is underway. Leighton Hewitt, two sets love down against Andreas Seppi. We're joined right here, right now, by Mr. Wally Masur. G'day, Wally.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, buddy. Now, I just wanted to check in. We spoke to you earlier about what was going on, but the heat down there at the moment is intense. I was just looking through some of the people who have actually pulled out because of it. What's the latest?
Yeah, look, the temperature this afternoon has kind of nudged the 43-degree mark. Yep. I'm surprised how well the players are coping with it. We did lose... we've lost a few people through kind of injury and maybe just disillusionment as it got hotter and hotter.
Yep.
One bloke, a Canadian, Frank Dancevic, he fainted. I haven't seen the vision of that, but not sure whether it was a cumulative thing or whether he just toppled over on the court. So, yeah, it's taking its toll. I think the big disappointment is that there's virtually nobody in the stands on a lot of the outside courts where there's no shade because it's just impossible to sit there and watch.
It is, Wally. I'm down here now in Melbourne as well. I just told the boys that the heat is absolutely oppressive. Have the officials, just like they do at Wimbledon when it starts rain, have they not considered in the past, Wally, maybe having a cut-off point where he gets past a certain temperature and for the safety of the players and the fans, they say, right, we're just going to have a break until it improves?
Yeah, they do, mate. They've actually got this this formula, and it's called the wet bulb globe temperature reading.
Wow.
Which I don't fully understand.
The Duckworth-Lewis system in the cricket.
Well, that's exactly the same. The thing is for the soccer in the summer, but obviously our degrees is different to yours. But go on, what is it, Wally? What's the degrees for tennis?
Well, in essence, there is no set temperature because it's a combination of the ambient temperature. You've got a bit of barometric pressure thrown in, humidity thrown in, and it's almost like a perfect storm. All of these things have to meet. All I can say is it must be very, very high, whatever this wet bulb globe temperature is, because, as I say, today we hit 43 degrees and there was about a 30K wind coming out of the north just to sort of sear your eyeball. So I really don't know. Maybe it's got to get like 45 or 46.
And Wally, how much extra do you think it'll be on court? Like it's 43 outside of it.
50 for
minimum.
Sure. Because
that's ridiculous.
Because the courts are sunken. The outside courts are actually sunken, and then you've got a big cement wall up around them, and then you've got the first tier of seating that goes up like 30-odd tiers.
Mm.
So virtually no air down there. And we are basically playing, well, not well, because I'm not playing, but they play on blue cement, and it just absorbs the heat and throws it back at you. So easily 50.
And Wally, right. great win for Sammy yesterday, mate, eh?
Yeah, well, the good thing about it was she was down 4-1 in the second, and I think that a lot of the negative thoughts and all the bad things that have happened to her in Australia might have been going through her head, but from that point, she actually played her best tennis. She was patient. She didn't panic. She didn't try to be perfect. She just won. So that's a good sign. But, you know, she got a really tough match. She plays a girl called Peronkova from, I think she's Bulgarian, tomorrow, and this girl is a former Wimbledon semi-finalist. She can really play.
And Leighton Hewitt, he has his work cut out for him, doesn't he? Down two sets to love against Seppi in heat like he's playing in.
Yeah, and the thing with Leighton is I'm a bit surprised. He just seems lethargic. It's very hard to get a come on out of him or any real sort of animation. So I'm not sure whether he just feels the threat of Seppi or whether he just feels flat, you know, given the heat of the day.
Yeah. Seppi has got break point as we speak.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah,
no, Seppi's on a roll. Mate, this guy, you know, no one would know him here in Australia, but he's good. He's good on any surface. He's seeded 24 here, I think, in this tournament. He's just a good, solid player.
Yeah. Any sign of Bernard Tomic's dad in a fake moustache and funny hat trying to get in there for tonight's game?
Yeah, look, I've been looking. I haven't seen him incognito. he's got a blanket ban, obviously, from the ITF, so he can't come in. He was there at Sydney last week.
Mm.
You know, I think Bernie appreciates having him there. He's been pretty much by Bernie's side from day one, so might be hard for him to play without him. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, and really tough gig for Buddy last night. Serena was just amazing, wasn't she?
You know, we talk about Bernie playing Nadal, but Bernie's more advanced in his career. He's more ready for this challenge. Ash is still learning her craft, but it's pretty apparent, isn't it, when you look at a sport like that one-on-one, the physical component of it, if you don't address that, it's going to be tough to match it with these top girls.
Mm-hmm. You got air conditioning in the Foxtel studios there?
Oh, yeah. I haven't got a hair out of place. I did actually walk from the car to the front door of the Fox studios, and that was pretty telling.
Yeah, Wally, Adam Peacock, our man there that commentates with you, he's actually tweeted a picture of his shirt when he walked with you with his backpack on it. They said it wasn't that long, but the sweat on the back of his shirt was ridiculous.
Yeah,
well, he's, uh, his feathers have been ruffled, Peacock. There's no doubt about that.
There's a photo I don't want to see.
Well, I do.
Thanks for joining us. We'll catch up again soon.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks.
There he is, Wally Masur.
This is the KFC Summer Session.
We're talking to Wally Masur about the Australian Open and the conditions. Intense heat there. Look, it's just such a great event. So it is a bummer, as he said, that some of those courts, the open courts, have nobody there watching because they just can't bear.
Too tough, isn't it?
It is far too tough. And now, Hattis, I don't think you were playing a lot of cricket around this time of the year, so the Australian Open may have been a bridge too far for you, but you've been to major tennis events, one particularly.
Yeah, you're right. It was always, you know, one day it was always pretty hard to sort of get to a tennis. A few of the guys did venture out, but in 2001, we did get the opportunity under Steve Waugh's captaincy to go down to Wimbledon, which was a magic experience. Yeah, I mean, that venue is kind of like what I would imagine to be playing at Lords would be like. So we watched Paddy Rafter play Goran
Ivanisevic.
That one. actually, I don't know how they do it, these commentators. They're so good at getting these names. I'd be hopeless.
Mate, as a former sports reader, can I tell you, tennis is always the worst. Do you think tennis
you must panic, right? Panic button.
Yeah, exactly. The trick is just say it quickly and nobody will know.
Ivanisevic.
Yeah, thank you.
Wasn't even close.
No. You got a couple of the syllables out. Go on.
But I never thought that there'd be so much discussion internally ahead of that event, because the bus trip down was quite a heated one, actually, because Stephen Waugh had called a baggy green day. Oh. So we were to wear our baggy greens under the instruction of the skipper to Wimbledon. So Warney blew up about
Wimbledon.
It. There was no chance. There was a few guys that just thought, oh, I can't possibly do that. And they didn't actually go. They just went shopping, I think, in at the beautiful London.
Wow.
But I can remember sitting there.
So you're in your civvies
with baggy green, with a absolute handful of strawberries and cream, and a Pimm's in the other, and just living at large, cheering on Paddy Rafter, who, you know, is one of the great icons of tennis in this country, and you know, he unfortunately went down in that game.
Who to?
Yes.
Goran Ivanisevic. Obviously, Steve Waugh hasn't heard of freedom of choice, has he, or freedom of speech?
No, it was unreal. I mean, I loved it. I mean, I was a bit of a brown nose, but I must admit. But, you know, for me, I really enjoyed it.
You really enjoyed it, but others didn't, did they?
No, well, I mean, they did. They chose not to go. Warney did not go.
I love it. Well, Damien Fleming says he didn't wear the hat either.
That's right.
Yeah, and never played for Australia again.
And didn't cost him that much.
Yeah, exactly. Had you just won the series or something, or just won at Lords?
No, actually, I remember us travelling down from a game. So it might have been Edgbaston. It might have been the third test match, It was a great bus trip, though. I mean, all of those... The England, in particular, is one of those tours where you're not on a plane, you're on a bus. Yeah. You know, so there's the 500 club, and it's just great.
Does Steve Waugh still have the right to call a baggy green day now? He can just call you up, all the players who played at the time, and you all have to put your baggy green on and just go up to the shops?
If Stephen Waugh said walk in front of a cannon, I'd say yes, sir, no, sir, three bags full, sir.
That's the kind of leader.
With Shane Warne?
It's just brilliant. No, probably not, but that's, Warney's a genius.
Yeah, I love that about Steve Waugh. I think that's brilliant.
If you're Warney, most of the explanation, as we heard, I think it was just yesterday, why do you walk around the ground? Because he can.
This is the KFC Summer Session.
That's that time of the day. I know you've all been looking forward to that time of the week, because many people just need a little bit of advice from somebody who is a wise head. Mm. If they can't get to that, they look for this man.
Dr. Boz, paging Dr. Boz.
Dr. Boz is not a real doctor. Dr. Boz is not a real doctor. That's just important that I make that clear for you right now. If anybody is seeking the advice, Dr. Boz is not a real doctor. Dr. Boz, here's the question for you. Are you ready? Are you feeling inspired today, Dr. Boz?
I am, buddy. Okay. I am. I'm still a bit shell-shocked and humbled by both your birthday tribute yesterday and everyone else's, but I'm getting there.
Okay, good. All right. Dr. Boz, my flatmate is a brilliant guy and we have a terrific time, except he plays the guitar like crap and sings even worse, but takes it all very seriously. When I come home from work, he is often murdering a Nirvana song or doing a U2 one in the key of Z flat. He's a sensitive guy and I can see he loves playing, but it's driving me crazy. Do I tell him he's dead hopeless and risk an otherwise good relationship. And that's important, isn't it, Dr. Boz? Mm. Kind of flatmate. When you get a flatmate who you like being, you know, living with,
yes,
it's important. Yeah. What do you do?
What's his name, Tony?
His name is Guy.
Hi, Guy. Look,
if that's his real name, I'm not sure.
Guy, the fact that you've actually considered it, basically, it shows, look, there's an old saying called, it says something like this, if there's doubt, there's no doubt. What that means is...
What does that mean?
No. Well, what that is, so in other words, there's doubt in your mind whether or not, that's why you've written into me. Uh-huh. So there's doubt in your mind, yes, that whether or not I should be like a bozo and tell him straight. So yeah, that means there's no doubt, that means don't tell him. So in which case, now you're going to have to think of a way to break it to him without risking the relationship.
Yes.
And this is what I do, Guy.
Okay.
I'd go in one day and I'd actually say to him, listen... He would just say his name is Jim. Jim, you know, I actually like the way you play.
Yeah.
And I've arranged actually to actually get you down on tape and go to a recording studio. And let's see what the experts think.
Because, what a stitch up.
You're that good.
I think so. But, well, you know, if it was the boss, I would tell him straight, but this is not. This is Guy. So I go, listen, this is my opinion.
Yeah.
But let's see. Let's talk to the experts because there's no use messing around with it here at home. Let's do it properly. And then they can tell you whether or not you've got further to go, whether you're good, whether you're bad, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Goes down to the recording studio. Obviously, the recording studio, obviously some of the sound things sort of, you know, nearly pop off because he's that bad.
Mm.
And they tell him. They won't care because you're paying for their money and you just turn and you used to go, okay, fair enough. And then you be there to pick him up when he gets really upset and say, look, you use this as a determination to make yourself better. Then you're the hero. Yeah, you've done that all. You're the hero, buddy, and you're making him better. You can't lose.
That's very nice. So you could do it, or could almost, you know, encouraging him to, I don't know, go on audition for The Voice.
No, because that would embarrass him. You don't want to embarrass your friend.
Well,
that would
embarrass him. Down to a record studio.
Because it's still private. But if you go to The Voice, this is in front of millions of people. This is going to be like on live on TV. This is going to be, you know, this is in front of fellow musicians when he's auditioning. Here, it's just one on one with somebody who's experienced in music who's going to tell him straight, look, it's not really happening, mate. You're killing Nirvana and this, that, and the other. And then you say, all right, well, then, you know, instead of just criticizing, tell him also what can he do to get better.
Right, because that's important. Because, Jim, what if Jim does really, and it seems like Jim really does, if indeed his name is Jim, loves to play the guitar?
I think it was Guy.
Exactly.
A few moments ago.
So
you don't want to kill him.
So you want him to go down and for somebody to say what you need to say, then you're there to pick him up.
Right, okay.
You understand? So, but it's private, it's not in front of people like a beaver to a voice. Yeah. And then you're going to say to him, now, Jim, you use that anger if you want to keep in music to make yourself better.
And any, you know, wannabe musicians, haters around you that you've had to tell on the sly that they're hopeless and stop playing?
Not really, no. Mm-hmm. I mean, Binger was six and out. No, they were pretty good. I think they entertained us around for years, actually, in the back of the bus.
Yeah, always to the guitar?
Yeah, always. Yeah. It was a bit of a guitar club, actually.
Well, who else is in that club?
Shane Watson loves his music as well. Loves to play guitar.
Has he got a good voice on him?
No, he hasn't got a good voice, but he can play well.
Right.
He's a nice guitar player.
But he thinks he's got a good voice and he goes to the decision
he would be told. He would be shot down in flames because we would be like Bozza.
Uh-huh.
You say, mate, you can't sing. Okay. Thank you.
Don't you love a team?
Next ball.
You love a team.
It's ruthless.
<don't>
it is. This is the
KFC Summer Session. Leighton Hewitt still in the middle of that fight with Andrea Seppi, having lost the first two sets, but on serve in the third. Nick Kyrgios, the other young Aussie, he's just beaten Benjamin Becker from Germany in four sets. So there's some good news there.
Good news.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know, would you describe it as good news, indifferent news, what you've been reading in the newspapers today, Haydos?
Well, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I know who has got a good news story or angle on it is Premier Campbell Newman, who's called on federal health authorities to investigate a trial for cannabis for medicinal purposes. So he's perfectly prepared, as he states, to accept that hemp has potential to create drugs or treatments that might have medical benefits for people. So he's clearly in favour of a good time and a midnight snack. But I'm not exactly sure, you know, what the public perception will be of that, considering that it is legal in pretty much every state bar South Australia. Is that correct?
Illegal.
Illegal, yes.
Yeah. So you're saying there would be, you would imagine, a backlash in Queensland against that kind of idea?
I would say that there would be certainly some resistance. I don't know if the majority would rule there, but there'd be certainly some resistance, yeah.
But isn't there, I mean, there is, over years, there's been plenty of evidence that there is some medicinal things for marijuana.
Well, clearly the 70s was, 60s was pretty much dominated by it.
Yes, it was. I'm not sure that was medicinal, but, you know, for things like people with chemo, it apparently reduces nausea.
Yeah. Multiple sclerosis. My late uncle had multiple sclerosis, so it helped him get through his pain. I think they've legalized it. Is it Colorado in America right now?
Yeah.
I think if it's under government control, they're going to pay taxes for it, and if it's prescribed by a doctor, just like strong drugs are.
Well, you can then use it. You don't have to be smoking it. You could be
If they need to smoke it to anything, I think to alleviate people's pain when they're in distress. As long as it's prescribed, as long as it's controlled, it shouldn't be a problem.
Thanks, Dr. Boz.
That's okay. Be a number of recipes.
Am I a doctor still? Am I a doctor in this one, or am I back to Bozo?
You're just back to Bozo.
Okay.
Can you be back to birthday, Bozo?
You like that, the quiet one.
It was nice, wasn't it?
I'm still very polite and I'm still very well.
Did you? But it is interesting in those kind of left field medicinal things, like the remedies.
Is it really left field, though? I mean, that's the whole point. I mean, this country is probably one of those countries which is last to kind of accept the benefits of something like marijuana.
Yeah.
But it's difficult to really make a judgment considering right now that it's illegal. So assuming that you're a person that lives a legal life, it's not even an option. And as an athlete, obviously it's not an option because, you get drug tested, and if it comes up, it's against WADA code and...
I'll ask you, Matthew Hayden.
Right.
Do you think it should be? Do you think that should be allowed for medicinal purposes? It should be, legal in that inst so that people who are, if they're suffering pain or, muscle spasticity, which is another thing allegedly it's good for.
Getting right off the high horse, I reckon yes. I reckon that it is a drug which is capable of creating a good effect used in the correct manner,
prescribed.
And prescribed by experts who obviously have a deep understanding of what that looks like chemically on your body. There are a lot of major drug groups which are based around using poppy, and that's been well prescribed forever and a day. So I can see some benefits there for sure, and if it's investigated well and it's documented well, I can't see any reason why not.
All right, what about dumb ones? What about the home remedies that people come up with? My parents, they're getting on now, they used to always, their parents would give them, you just have to line up basically with any hint of anybody being sick, and they just ladle the castor oil into them and think, there you go.
Lick the molasses sticks.
That's right. Oof. We'll stave off any problems. Dog. No worries. And my mother was very big on Vicks vapor.
That was very massive, wasn't it?
Rub it on your chest. If you had a broken arm, just rub it on your wound. No drama, you'll be back.
Third degree burn, rub it on.
If nothing else, you can tickle your kids to death. They just love it, don't you? And get a cold and rub their back with Vicks.
Vicks was beautiful. Did you have any other, any home remedies from the family?
Quite a few. Mm-hmm. Too many to remember. I remember when in Croatia, my father's from Croatia originally, when they make wine, the leftover grapes that they use, they let them normally ferment, I think, for about 3 weeks, correct me if I'm wrong, if you're listening, Dad. And they distill it with water, a little bit like Steve McQueen did in The Great Escape. And they come out with a stuff which is about 89% alcohol called rakia.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. It's beautiful, like clear stuff. It's like clear stuff. I'll get Mum and Dad to send you some up there.
Is it legal?
It is legal. I think it is legal anyway. Put it that way. I hope I'm not speaking out of turn. And basically, and especially when you went back to Croatia, if you had a sore shoulder, rub some rakia on it. If you had a cut, put some rakia on it. Some sunburn, put some rakia on it. Anything. If for anything. My throat's a bit sore, have a little bit of a sip of rakia. It's one of them that when you have it's a little bit like grappa for the Italians.
Wow, and my throat's
sake
a bit sore
for
right
the Japanese,
now.
Yeah. But it is one of them, if you're a smoker like I am, that if you have a little sip, you can't really light your cigarette.
Well, what you should be doing is not smoking, Mark Bosnian. That's
very
what
true.
You should
very
do. Forget about your rakia. Just stop the durries.
This is the KFC Summer Session.
And we're talking about those home remedies. This is off the back of Campbell Newman, the Premier of Queensland, suggesting that perhaps marijuana, there are uses for it, medical uses for it, and should we in fact go down that path. But what were the home remedies when you were a kid or even now? Chris has called 133353. G'day, Chris.
How you going, boys?
Good. What is it for you?
The old man always used to swear, mate. Always used Vicks Vapor.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on the soles of your feet with the thickest pair of footy socks.
Okay.
Right as rain the next day.
And what? For any ailment you're talking about?
Sorry, mate.
What ailment was it for?
like just when you're getting crook, like you're getting head colds, chest infection, anything like that, used to go on the bottom of the feet.
That is brilliant.
And what's your assessment? Do you reckon it works?
Oh, bloody oath. I do it every single time.
Actually, Chris, my partner used to do that with Allegra, our baby. When she was younger, come to think of it now, she used
smear
to put
Vicks Vapor Rub on the bottom
on
of
the
her
bottom
feet.
Of her feet, and then put the socks on top. So there you go.
What
so,
footy socks, Boz?
Usually the Eels, but they come last this year, so we had to swap them around to the Roosters.
I
don't know whether or not it worked because Allegra still can't speak properly, but I'll wait a couple of years and we'll find out.
Well, not sure if it's a cure as non-speech, but it could. It seems to be very good. Dale, good day.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. What's the home remedy?
Home remedy for a sore stomach is rakia with pepper in it.
Oh, rakia.
The same stuff.
Yeah. Dale.
Bit of Croatian background there, mate.
There you go, yeah. Well, they use it for everything, don't they, Dale?
Oh, absolutely, mate. Yeah. Absolutely everything. Grandfather used to wash his face with it every night before he went
to bed. There you go. I told you. Aftershave lotion, the lot, whatever you think of. Honestly, and it is like petrol.
Beautiful rosy pink cheeks, even into his age.
Yeah. Yeah. And so if it wasn't harsh enough, you add a bit of pepper to it as well. That's
for
brilliant.
Stomach. Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, Dale, thank you.
Thanks, Dale.
You've got to get us some of this rakia.
I will. Buddy. I'll get one for you and one for Haydos, and I'll sneak one for the Bozo as well.
G'day, D.
Hi.
Hi, D.
You haven't heard of crazy until you hear of shaved soap. And sugar melted in an old school microwave, one without even a turntable.
Right.
You get splinters out.
What do you mean you put it on like a poultice?
Yeah. And mum was nutters.
And it draws the splinter out of the skin.
So mum used to think.
Oh.
There you go. See, write that one down, Squazzy.
What, I just got to compare tweezers.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to try. I like to try these.
There are things that actually do that. I don't know whether the shaves.
It's called magnesium or what's it?
Magnoplasm.
Magnoplasm, that's the
magnoplasm.
One. Thank you.
Can you say Goran Ivanisevic one more time, please, Matty Hayden?
Okay, come on. This is the KFC
Summer Session. Do just an update on what's going on with tennis. Leighton Hewitt, he has struck back in enormous temperatures in Melbourne. Yep. He's won the third set. It's 2-1 against Andreas Seppi. He's got that script written for him, hasn't it, now? Can he still do it?
Seppi could fall over here in the heat.
Yeah, exactly.
You never know.
I mean, he's cooling down a little bit.
It's 41 now, buddy, on the temperature gauge here. That's 2 degrees less. Now, 2 degrees less from when we started.
Yeah. This might cool at 41 degrees. So, Leighton Hewitt, can he come forward now and do what he's done over many, many years, like 16 years or something? He's been winning tournaments.
It's been a long time.
It's been brilliant. All right, look, just two questions. Have you got any... I know you're not going to reveal anything too much for us, Matthew Hayden.
Yes.
You got a special evening?
I have got a very nice evening. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. Were you? Some very special dining arrangements and very specific scene, which I look forward to explaining.
And while we're on that, because we do have this update every evening, how did your curry go last night?
Well, we had a very unexpected guest last night. A beautiful, big... Yeah. Green tree frog.
Is that the one you tweeted, Haydos?
That's the one I tweeted.
Was it yummy?
The drain pipe.
Guys, go on Twitter and have a look at this.
Beautiful little guest. Joshy was delighted. But yeah, the curry went down well. In particular, dal tukka went down really nice with the coconut rice. Yeah, it was a nice meal.
Oh, and you did everything from scratch?
Right from the start. Yep. It's not that hard. I mean, it does seem a bit daunting when it comes to Indian curries in particular. There's lots of ingredients. But, you know, if you're kind of sorted and organized and you're thinking, you can manage it. No problems at all.
Yeah. Well, I've just had word from the beautiful wife, Kate Melanie Pascoe-Squires, who is in Delhi as we speak. She hasn't had a meal outside of the hotel.
No, you don't need to. That's the thing. They're magnificent restaurants within these world-class hotels.
I think it's probably room service she's been having.
As it well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking something slightly more adventurous.
No, I think she just set up camp in the room and said, no, this will do me. She's a very adventurous young lady. It's been lovely to talk to you again.
Thanks,
on the KFC Summer Session. We'll catch up again tomorrow. Stay out of the heat. Hope you keep well.
Buddy,
just
before
hours.
We leave, if I stay an extra night, is that a problem?
If you stay an extra night?
Yeah.
Pozza, honestly, the more you're away from the studio, the better.
Marvellous.
Summer just wouldn't be the same without Pozza's laugh. And KFC's new Twister mini range. Try one today.